Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Keith Crescine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, a nice win for your team there on Friday night. You went over Southern Cloud 49-0 and really had a chance to do some real nice things in that game and improved to 3-0 in the district.
Yes, we were real excited about the way that we came out and played Southern Cloud. Again, Southern Cloud was, I still say, a lot better team than what they have been in the last couple of years. But again, we came out hitting on all cylinders, which what we needed to do, and just kind of got through the game injury-free. But again, defensively, they stepped up. We never allowed a first down and under 10 yards total offense. So again, we were just really flying to the ball, carrying out our assignments there. Offensively, we were able to throw the ball a little bit as well as run the ball, but also have five different backs carry the ball for positive yards. So that's always good. And then, you know, we kicked a field goal and did some nice things, and we were penalty free. So, you know, right now we're playing the way that we need to be playing, you know, penalty free. We're really disciplined and doing all them little things well. From the makeup of the team that we got, we've just stepped up each and every week.
Again, kind of looking into more to the Southern Cloud game, it was the second game for Hinkey at quarterback, and you were able to see kind of the way he was able to throw the football as well. You saw him run well in the first time he went out there. As you look at that, and I know that Alex will probably be back at some point this year, but how much has that helped you out?
Well, I think it's helped us out a whole lot. Yes, he was able to run the ball and hand the ball off when we played Tescott, threw a couple passes. Actually, but again, he had a little bit more time, I felt like, against Southern Cloud, so he was able to air the ball out. And he just came around for, again, Anthony, for only playing two starts, but only playing the quarterback position basically six practice days and two games. Mm-hmm. We found ourselves a backup quarterback, or, you know, who knows what happens down the line here. But we look to have Alex back this next week.
We're talking with Keith Crescine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the big game coming up with Pike Valley on Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online at KDCountry94.com. Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland, Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon-authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland, Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle-deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. So with Keith Crescine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, Pike Valley coming up on Friday night. It's a very good team. They're 7-0 and 3-0 in the district. Have a couple nice wins already under their belt against Osborne and Rock Hills. Looks like they may be a little shorthanded. We're not sure yet if Lane Peters will play. He missed last week with a hamstring. But as you look at Pike Valley, clearly they're not a one-man team. So you're preparing for a very good squad coming up Friday night. What do you expect to see from the Panthers?
Yes, you know, Pike Valley, they're always so physical. They always carry out their assignments defensively. And they run the football extremely well, but the thing that they're doing this year is able to throw the ball. You know, it isn't like they're going to throw it three or four times a game. They're going to throw it really whenever they want to, you know. So they're a lot different team to defend. They got a lot of upperclassmen. Upperclassmen, you know, should win a lot of ball games. But right now, where we're at in the season, you know, we've been talking with the kids early in the year when we were playing the Osbournes and the Benningtons. You know, we were coming together as a team, and we weren't in position defensively to make plays because we weren't trusting our teammates. You know, as we moved along and progressed throughout the season, I feel like we're doing a lot better job trusting our teammates and being in position to make plays. Now we just got to finish them plays or make the plays, because Pike Valley is a very good football team, and usually the most physical football team wins with the size. So we got to deal with size, the physicality, and also the speed. You know, they're a good all-around team. We just got to leave it all out there on the field. We're not going to back down, shy away. But, you know, we got to make the least amount of mistakes in order to be in the ball game. And if we do that there, we'll let the cards fly wherever they fly and fall, and, you know, just be physical and play St. John's Tipton football game. And hopefully our kids come out and be ready to play and have a good game.
He talked about the improvements they've made. Do you feel like this team's got a lot more confidence as well as you go into a game like this compared to earlier this year?
Oh, yes, I sure do. You know, I really feel like the confidence level from all the way around, you know, even with Anthony running quarterback the last couple of weeks, you know, he stepped up there to where he's probably our best tight end and one of our better defensive players, and we weren't even playing Anthony at the beginning of the year or the first five games defensively. It wasn't until really Alex's injury that he started really playing defense. But confidence is a big thing. And we have the confidence, but now we got to have the drive to go out there and the determination to get with it and say, we're going to match up with this state rag team, and we're going to be as mistake-free as we can in order to have a shot. Because if we do that there, you know, like I said, anything can happen, and we're not going to shy away from anybody.
Keith Kersin, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck Friday night against Pike Valley.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
You can hear that game on Z96.3 through the Lake and KatieCountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 on Friday night. Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Next Tech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Next Tech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Next Tech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Next Tech, complete technology for your business.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Next Tech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, joins us now. Coach, you picked up your first win of the season on Friday night over Thunder Ridge, 28-14. Kind of looking at this game, they actually led 14-6 going into the fourth quarter, but you outscored them 22-0 in that final stanza. What stood out the most from Friday night's win?
I think just, you know, the way our defense played, I mean, I know we let Thunder Ridge score 14, but, you know, we held them scoreless in the first half, and you know, they scored a couple touchdowns there in the third quarter. And like you said, we held them scoreless in the fourth, but that's probably the best defense we've played all year for sure, and maybe in the last couple years. You know, guys are doing their jobs. We did a good job controlling the front line. Our linebackers were flowing to the ball and tackling, and same with our, you know, secondary. We had two interceptions, and that was the first time this year we were plus in the turnover margin, which, you know, always helps out. You know, before we were the ones that, you know, were having a lot of turnovers, and luckily for us, you know, we were creating turnovers on Friday.
Yeah, we've been talking all season about Caleb Hake at your quarterback position, who is getting better as the season goes along, and he's been one of the guys that struggled with those turnovers. But, man, he had definitely his best game of the season for you on Friday night, throwing for 219 yards and three touchdowns. What did you see from him on the improvement side of things?
You know, just being patient and not getting rattled and you know, getting, like, antsy. You know, he has a tendency to get a little nervous, you know, when the pocket starts collapsing, and you know, we got to give credit to our offensive line too. You know, we did a good job of giving Caleb time, you know, to be able to have time to throw the ball, and then also to our receivers. You know, they were running good routes and being able to be quick enough and you know, better than the guy that was trying to guard them and get behind them. So, you know, it was kind of a all-around effort on why we were having success with the pass game on Friday.
When you talk about the all-around effort, we kind of know what Peyton Johnson can do just based on his track record, but Wyatt Eberle caught two passes for 51 yards along with 30 and had his first career touchdown. What does he bring to the table as far as that's concerned, and how excited are you to see it when guys like that finally get their first touchdowns?
Yeah, and like you talked about Peyton, I mean, we know what Peyton can do, and we saw that last year. And, you know, defenses focus a lot more on Peyton. You know, maybe if they don't, at the start of the game, you know, once we get a couple passes thrown to him or catch a touchdown, you know, they kind of start putting a little bit more focus on Peyton, and that frees Wyatt up. And, you know, Wyatt coming in as a freshman, you know, he's kind of one of those kids where you could, you know, put him anywhere in, you know, any skill position. But Wyatt does a good job. You know, he runs good routes, and he's quick. You know, Peyton's fast, and we've got some other fast kids on the team, but, you know, Wyatt's just as quick as all the other guys we have. So, you know, he's a little deceptive when he's split out and things like that for us. And plus, Wyatt does a good job blocking when we're in tight. So he's done a good job for us this year.
Talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the next matchup for Lakeside coming up on Friday night at Wilson here in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs. Checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, get Wilson coming up on Friday night. They're 1-5 coming in, or I should say 1-6 after last week's loss to Stockton 60-6. This is a team that's really reeling right now. When you look at the Dragons, what stands out the most, and what do you need to prepare for with Wilson?
Well, I think what stands out the most is, you know, before we got this win, you know, we were that same team. You know, we hadn't had a whole lot of success this year before our game against Thunder Ridge, and that's kind of where Wilson's at. You know, I know they have one win, and so we have the same in the win column, but, you know, they've struggled just the same as we are. And what I've expressed to the boys in practice is we can't be content with what we did last Friday against Thunder Ridge. Because if we go in and we overlook, a team like Wilson who's struggling, they'll beat us. And that's just, that's the kind of team that we are. We can't go in thinking we're better than anybody else. And as long as we can stay focused and be consistent and play well like we did against Thunder Ridge, I think we got a good chance to beat Wilson. But we definitely can't overlook them.
Do you kind of go back to last year as an example of that, as you got off to a nice start there in the district and then got caught by Wilson?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about that, Wilson came in and we were feeling pretty confident last year, and they came in and kind of put it to us a little bit. And, whether you want to call it payback or whatever, we've got to go into that game thinking that, they're the better team and we're the underdog, and we've got to go in there and just play well. Plus, that no one's eliminated from our district yet, I don't mm-hmm. believe.
Nope.
And so, depending on how things fall, if we could pick up, two more wins, there's a chance we make it to the playoffs again. So that's another thing that's kind of at the back of our minds.
Talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck as you take on Wilson Friday night. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, had a short week of preparation after you had to finish your game against Pike Valley last Monday and took on Lynn on Friday night and picked up a win, 54-8 game called there in the fourth quarter. Just overall, what do you see from that game? It looks like you got the passing game going. Gillett had 264 and a touchdown, and then Riley Welchel ended up with six touchdowns as well and just did a nice job for you receiving-wise also. What were your thoughts overall on that game Friday night?
Well, we knew Lynn was going to be a big physical team. That's something they've had the last two or three years. They really have the size, and they try to basically power it at you in a couple different ways. And, we started the game. We knew they were going to be bringing pressure up the middle, and we were a little banged up from earlier in the week, so we were kind of limited as to what we could do with our offensive line as well. And we had some younger guys in there at times, and they had some good experienced pass rushers, some good experienced linebackers that were really bringing pressure, and we had a little bit of trouble blocking, and a little bit of trouble blocking some of those guys, and so the run game early in the first quarter, and even maybe a little bit in the second quarter, they really made us work for yards, and I think that kind of opened up the pass game. That was something we wanted to try to establish early in the game, was being able to run power a little bit, but they really took that away from us, and we had to kind of adjust and go a different route. So I was pretty happy with the way Derek and Riley and some of the other guys that Derek was able to get the ball to, opening that part of the game up for us and proving that we can be balanced when we need to be, and we can do things a couple different ways.
Looking at your defensive effort, Lynn was able to get some yards. It looked like they had 174 yards of offense there, but you're able to hold them out of the end zone for the most part. How do you feel about the defensive performance?
As they adjusted as the night went on, our boys did. And like I said, we were playing some younger guys in some spots, trying to rest some guys up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we really had some trouble with they had the bot kid at quarterback, and they ran a lot of dive option stuff, and we had some young guys kind of really biting on some of those read option fakes, and he would pull and take to the outside, and then we'd have to have guys coming up from the second level to get him. So they had some success with that in the first half, and they were able to put some drives together. But what I was really happy about was even when those drives were put together, we let them have a score in the second quarter, I think, or maybe late in the first quarter. But there's a couple different times where they drove down and got inside the 20-yard line, and we were able to make stops. Right at the goal line or inside the 10, 5-yard line, and not let them in a couple different times. So whenever your defense is a little bit, you know, bendy at times and is giving up some yards here or there, it's good to see that they can put their feet down and make a stop when it matters the most.
We're talking with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over the next opponent in district play, Southern Cloud, coming up Friday night. After our break on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. Come us out on all the great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have in the meat department fresh bone-in pork butt roast, $1.49 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak, $1.69 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Brock McMillan, coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, getting set for Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night. This team, they broke a long losing streak earlier this season and had won two in a row, but they're now 0-3 to start district play. Last week lost to St. John's Tipton 49-0. Now, they were without their leading rusher, Carson Bellows, but so they're playing a little bit shorthanded. What are your thoughts on Southern Cloud as they come into town on Friday night?
Well, they're definitely a team that's shown some growth and maturity this year. From the past 2 years, and they're a team that they do have the athletes in place in certain positions to be able to do some good things, and you see them do some good things this year, or they were able to put up like 90-some points on Wilson earlier this year, and then they were able to pick up another win, I think, the week afterwards. So they are capable of having some offensive firepower. It's a game where we just got to make sure we stay focused, stay on track, because you get this late in the season, it doesn't matter who it is, you know, across from you. You've got to make sure you're doing things about as close to 100% as you possibly can, because if you want to put yourself in contention for the postseason, you've got to take care of those things. So we're treating it as a week where we got to go in, and just like last week and the week before that, we got to make sure we're doing everything we can to put ourselves in position to win. And you know, Southern Cloud does pose some threat at times with some of their playmakers. So we've got to make sure we are ready to go on both sides of the ball and just really, really focus on doing things correctly, really focus on not having bonehead mistakes, blown assignments, you know, silly penalties that don't need to happen. We got to clean that stuff up and get that to where we don't have to worry about that from this point on.
Be the final game for some of your seniors, or all your seniors, I should say, at home. What are your thoughts on that group, and how important is it to go out with a bang for those guys?
Well, it is important, and I think that, you know, they want to focus on, you know, the game more than anything. But mm-hmm. You know, the real, you know, truth is this very well could be You know, the last time you play in front of your home crowd, we'd like to think that hopefully we'll get into the playoffs and maybe even win a game or something to be able to come back. But those are all, you know, what ifs. So you got to really make sure, just what I said before, make sure you go out and you have everything in line and you're ready to go and you're ready to do your job, and make sure that you, you know, leave everything on the field and make sure you show, you know, your home crowd and your school and the opponent, you know, what you are truly capable of, and do it the right way. So I know they're focused. I'm really pleased with our team's attitude and effort the last few weeks. You know, that Pike Valley game was kind of a real unique situation where it was stretched out so long, but I felt like they kept their heads held high and were able to go in last week and perform well, and we got to just keep doing that week by week.
Rock Hills Coach Brock McMillan here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Southern Cloud Friday night.
Thanks, Duffy.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, fresh family packs of boneless beef KC strip steak, $6.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Yoplait yogurt, 4 to 6 ounce selective varieties, 10 for $5. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertue. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertue.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined now by Ben Labertue, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas football team. Coach, unfortunately for your squad, you suffered your first loss of the season there on Friday night in Almena, following the Northern Valley 46-6. Just looking overall at what they were able to do, I know that ground game has been causing problems for a lot of teams this year that Northern Valley plays, and they ranked up 365 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns overall. Where were the breakdowns for your team in that game Friday night?
Well, we didn't do our responsibilities very well. You know, going back and looking at film, they did some stuff to us that we didn't handle real well. So, you know, those are things we have to clean up. And they do a good job at it. Chuck, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. He knows what he's doing, and his kids execute really well.
So looking at that game again, I think everybody knew about Caden Kinnerkonect. He's been really good his entire career at that quarterback position. But Nick Stutzman really broke free in that one, probably for his best game of the year with 25 carries for 157 yards. Do you feel like they were just doing that because that's what they saw, or did you expect Stutzman to have a game like that?
No, he's a good athlete. You know, he had a good game against us last year also. And like I said, it all sets up with the quarterback doing what he's supposed to do and reading things correctly. And you know, so, yeah, he's a good athlete, but ultimately it comes back to that Kinnerkonect kid doing his job.
What did they do defensively that caused problems for you? Because you guys have really been doing a nice job of getting points on the board this season, and for them to hold you to 6, clearly they were doing something on that side of the ball too.
Yeah, they did a nice job getting after us. You know, we'd drive for a little bit, and then we'd turn the ball over. We'd drive, and we have a penalty to set us back. I just didn't feel like we executed really well offensively. You know, they got some athletes. They got some length, you know, as far as 6'2", 6'3", kids that move pretty well, and I don't think we handled it very well.
talking with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next district game coming up in Kensington at Thunder Ridge on Friday night here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're still with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. So, Coach, you move on to take on Thunder Ridge coming up Friday night after your first loss of the season. And really, this is magnified now. If you want to continue your chance to make the playoffs, you really have to feel comfortable. You really have to win out here the rest of the way in these last two games. When you look at Thunder Ridge, it's a group that they're 2-5, but they had won their first two games of district before losing to Lakeside last week. What stands out the most about Thunder Ridge?
No, they're much improved from last year, which we knew they would be. They were young last year. They get off the ball well. They're physical. Good couple backs. Run hard. We're gonna have a handful. We're gonna have to play well.
I know that you've seen, I'm pretty sure, Coach Hendricks before he even went up to Thunder Ridge and maybe competed against him. What stands out the most about a Otis Hendricks team?
I think he does a nice job with their line. I think his line plays always real solid. Like I said, they're not standing up. They're coming out. They're getting on you. They want to be a physical team, and he normally does a really good job with that.
Just talking with you in the first segment there, I'm guessing you have some things that you'd like to shore up offensively. If you could pick out a couple things that you need to do Friday night against Thunder Ridge to get back on track, what would they be?
Control the ball. We got to control the ball, and we can't go backwards. We're not a team that's made to go backwards. We don't pick up big chunks of yardage often, so we got to do what we do well and just move forward and keep chains moving and like I said, handle the ball and not have so many mental breakdowns.
You feel like the confidence of your team is shaken at all, or you think they're good to go?
No, I think we're okay. Mm-hmm. Any loss hurts, but if it didn't hurt, then there'd be a problem. Mm-hmm. But, come Friday, I think we'll be all right.
It's Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck out at Kensington Friday night.
Thank you.
Fans can hear that game on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Chad Halleck will have the call with pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State
Bank. Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.